أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with Surah Al-Isra, yesterday we looked at Ayah 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. The human being rushes. He wants instant gratification. He wants everything so quickly and even rushes to judgment. Now in Ayah 12, he says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ. The night and the day are two signs. And it refers to the human being because for the one who is ajul, the one who rushes, Allah is saying the night and the day, you can't rush. They take their time. They come in their own time. They go in their own time. And then he says, فَمَحَوْنَا عَيَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَجَعَلْنَا عَيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرَةً لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And he says, we have rubbed out the sign of the night in a way that no trace of it remains. If you look in the day, you can't see the night at all. And we made the miracle of the day as a means for you to see clearly so that you may pursue the blessings from your Rabb. In other words, you may be able to go and earn a living. And then he says, وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. And so that you may learn the count of years and that of calculation. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. And everything we have explained thoroughly. Allah, divinity, explains to us things that we don't understand if we only stop and reflect. And then Ayah 13, which I'd like to focus on today, he says, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُكِهِ. For every human being, أَلْزَمْنَا hangs or clings to them, طَائِرُهُ, his bird, فِي أُنُكِهِ, on his neck. So what is that trying to say? A bird in traditional Arabic represented destiny. And here the context is also where there's a bird's eye view of every deed, its intention, its action, its consequence is all attached to the human being. Another way to look at this is that in Arabic tradition, the ta'ir here would refer to a vulture, and a vulture signifies death in the desert. So death as such is also tied to my neck. It could also refer to any misfortunes that afflict a human being. They're all with us, within us. And then Allah says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. And we will bring out for him this book on the day of resurrection, and a book that he will find wide open. So let's look at the aspect of this ta'ir, of this bird around our neck, or our destiny, being our actions. Every aspect of our actions. Even in the English language, we say we have a bird's eye view. So let's look at that aspect of this, where we have a bird's eye view on our deeds, the ability to look at something from a comprehensive perspective. So we can also use the phrase in a more figurative sense. When someone steps back and look at the entire situation from a more distant perspective, it can be said that they're seeing it from a bird's eye view. And the reason why this word is used also in the English language is because the human eye has three cone cells. We have red, blue and yellow, and thus you see the RGB on a computer display. Birds, however, have an extra cone cell which is able to see ultraviolet light. So we also know that their cone cells have a drop of coloured oil which allows them to be much better than human beings at detecting different colours. So in essence, the concept is to be able to look at our deeds with an extra lens. The intention with the action, we'll look at the intention, we're looking at the consequence, we're looking at everything there is. There's a wonderful saying which says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look will change as well. Then Allah continues in Ayah 14 and he says, اقرأ كتابك, read your own book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You are enough to take the full account. So on the day of judgment, we're told you yourself are enough as an auditor against yourself. All you have to do is read because you wrote it. So always a warning here to do that now. And Ramadan, one of the best of times to sit and audit our actions, what we do. Maybe reflect at the end of the day and think, what did I do today? Why did I do it? And what are the consequences of my action? Inshallah, we will continue with Surah Al-Isra tomorrow. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.